Describe an item on which you spent more than expected. Do you often buy more than you expected? Yeah, I found that I often buy way more things than I was planning for. I think that happens the most often when I'm grocery shopping. Everyone says that you shouldn't buy groceries when you're hungry, which I definitely agree with. Even though I always make a list before I go shopping, I get more than I planned for because all the food looks so appealing. It's hard to have any self-control. What do you think young people spend most of their money on? I think that young people like to spend their money on new clothes and new technology. A lot of young people are very concerned about what other people think of them, so they want to wear the newest clothes and own the newest phones and devices. Plus, since they don't usually have other responsibilities like paying bills or covering other people's needs, they're free to spend their money on luxury items as well. For example, some young people like buying designer shoes and bags. Do you think it is important to save money? Why? Yes, it's definitely important to save money. Even if you're comfortable financially, you should be thinking ahead. Anything could happen, and you might find that suddenly you need money to pay for a damaged car or laptop. In case of emergencies, you should always have some extra money lying around. So it's good to make plans for your money and try to save up. It's also good to save money for fun things like vacations. Why are some rich people reluctant to spend money on others or even themselves? Well, sometimes rich people don't want to spend money because they're very protective of their wealth. It seems confusing since they could definitely afford to splurge, but I think that the more money you get, the more you want to hold on to it so you can have even more. Plus, some people become rich after being poor or middle class, so they have the old mindset of needing to save every penny. Do people buy things they don't need? Yes, people definitely buy things they don't need from time to time. Even when they go grocery shopping, it's easy to pick up ingredients that weren't on their list because they look really appealing in the moment. Plus, some people go out and buy things they don't need as a form of therapy and relaxation. This is where the phrase retail therapy comes from.